You want to find out more about this new US study which has revealed exposure to trees and other greenery can stave off depression in both adults and teens. So all the more reason to get out today and have a little walk through the park or nearby bushland if you can across the course of the day. To tell us more, Dr. Joe Kosterich is checking in. G'day, Dr. Joe.
G'day, Ed. Nice to be back with you again.
We always used to ridicule people talking to their plants, didn't we? But maybe there's some substance to it, my friend.
Look, I don't know whether you have to go as far as talking to them, but I think there was an old song, I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me, or something like that. Very, very old, sort of something that came into my head. I think we know intuitively that being out and about in nature makes us feel good. If you go for a walk in the park or in the bush or, you know, down to the beach or, you know, anywhere where there's some greenery, whether it's big trees or shrubs or grass, we just tend to feel good. You know, you look on a sunny day, you know, people are lying down under a tree, you know, maybe having a picnic in the park. It feels good. It's not something you can necessarily measure. We haven't got a blood test for it or a scan, but, you know, intuitively, but like a blue sky, it just makes us feel good. And when you think about the history of human beings, we've spent most of our time in nature or close to it. Most societies up until until the Industrial Revolution were more agricultural societies. People lived off the land. They got their food from the land. We didn't live in apartment blocks in big cities. So it's intuitive and I suppose innate in humans that we sort of tend to feel good by nature because nature provides our sustenance. You know, without nature, we're not eating. So this research basically confirmed in a more formal way that lower levels of depression, and it looks particularly at adolescents, but I think if you looked at other age groups, you'd probably find the same thing. But people who had a little more exposure to greenery and a natural environment tended to report lower levels of depression and generally better levels of mental health.
This is great. I mean, it's quite a highly susceptible age group for highs and lows in moods, isn't it? So this is good news. I know medical journals don't base much weight on intuition. So did they study it in any sort of scientific way?
Look, yes, they did. In as much as it is a survey, and any survey, or what they call epidemiological type research is always, I suppose, fraught with the idea of how you ask the questions and how honestly and truthfully people answer them. But that's a criticism of all of these studies. So there's always some little question marks. But I think the substantive point is that most people will probably answer them, you know, correctly. And the more people you do, and they studied 9,000, you know, even if 10% gives sort of dodgy answers, I think you can wear that. But the other important thing is that you've got to allow for other factors. So could it be, for example, that really spending a bit more time in green areas was a function of people being better off? So if you live in a, you know, perhaps if you live in a wealthier area, maybe it's a slightly leafier suburb, so therefore that's the factor. But they've allowed for a whole range of other factors, including economics and, you know, family issues and other medical things that basically said you strip all that out and it still is the case that, yes, there is a correlation, and it's always important with these medical studies, Ed, and I know we've discussed this a number of times, it's always important that correlation is not the same as causation. But if you have a strong enough correlation, you can say, look, it's doing something, we can't necessarily explain the mechanism, we don't know exactly how it happens, but it still happens. I read something really funny the other day. It said there'd never been a double-blinded, randomised controlled trial to check use of parachutes and jumping out of a plane. But, you know, somehow we've got by without it, and we're still quite happy to accept that a parachute is a good idea if you jump out of a plane.
Yeah, I mean, it strikes me that skydiving is an activity you want to get right on the very first go.
Exactly. Yes. So the fact that there might not be a gold standard medical trial doesn't mean it isn't the case. There's been other work before that's shown that people getting out of nature, it also clears their mind. And when people were sent, I think this was done in Colorado, they weren't allowed to take their phones or their computers. They were given mini, not exams, but given tasks and tests before they went and after 5 days out in the bush, admittedly without mobile phones or any laptops or devices. And everybody performed better on the tasks afterwards because they had a bit more brain space. And for adolescents these days, and look, probably all of us, we can spend a lot of time inside. Children will tend spend more time on their phones or at the PlayStation than, I'm going to sound a bit old-fashioned now, like, you know, just getting outside and running up and down the street and, you know, hitting a cricket ball in summer or kicking a footy in winter. And we probably have, and look, times have changed and there's reasons for that and all good reasons, but, you know, we lose something too.
Yeah, look, I think there's plenty of weight to saying we feel revitalised, and even if you can't pinpoint it, if it's a hunch, it's a vibe, it's a feeling, it's probably not such a bad thing. We say it can stave off depression. That's what they're leaning towards with their conclusions. A quick one, they say mental fatigue as well might be revitalised also.
Look, that's very true. I mean, I think even people who work in offices, there's an increasing trend for people to say, look, I'll just get out of the office at lunchtime and go for a bit of a wander. And, look, you know, most cities in Australia have some sort of parkland nearby. I mean, even New York, the biggest sort of metropolis on the planet, has got Central Park and Washington Square and a few other areas of greenery. So, you know, even as little as 10 or 15 minutes. Just, and it's a combination probably of the greenery and also the sunshine. So it probably works better in warmer weather because if it's pouring rain, you probably don't want to, you're not maybe as keen as walking in the park, but, you know, if you've got your hiking boots and your, you know, raincoat, you're all right.
Get that pot plant on your desk, pronto.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, if you're in an apartment, you can put some hot pot plants in, you can put something on your balcony. So we can get quite inventive and saying we just need to be reminded that as human beings, we are, I'm going to sound too poetic about it, but, you know, we are part of nature and just keeping that connection going is good for us.
I think maybe Dr. Seuss was onto something when he wrote The Lorax. I am the Lorax, I speak for the trees. He was onto something, that little funny furry creature. Good on
Absolutely.
You, Dr. Joe.
Cheers, Ed. Thanks.
Thank you, mate. If you'd like to find out more, Dr. Joe's always exploring these interesting studies and bringing them to you. drjoe.net.au. Also, part-time DJ here on Talking Lifestyle as well, filling in for Dr. Ross in the first couple of weeks of January as well.